Good morning and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Friday, April 26th. On today's show, we'll be discussing 10 Milan-based startups to watch in 2024 and beyond, as well as the African pre-seed investment program, Madika, backing three tech startups. Plus, Turkish startup Getir considers the sale of shopping platform N11. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with news from Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, as it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. Figma is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is Figma introducing with these new AI capabilities?
Figma is leveraging generative AI to make its FigJam online whiteboard easier to use and help teams better organize their projects. FigJam has become quite popular since launching in 2021, with two-thirds of its weekly active users being non-designers. The first new feature helps users get started by automatically creating a new FigJam board based on a text prompt describing what elements they need, like a calendar or project timeline. This aims to solve the blank canvas problem and lower the barrier to entry for new users.
That sounds helpful for teams that may be new to using digital whiteboards. What other AI-powered features is Figma adding to help manage FigJam boards once they're created?
As FigJam boards grow, they become unwieldy with many sticky notes containing ideas and tasks. Figma is introducing the ability to automatically sort these notes into logical groupings by theme or the person responsible. This will help keep boards organized as brainstorming sessions generate more content. Additionally, Figma is adding an auto-summarization feature to generate key takeaways from all the sticky notes on a board, saving time in synthesizing the main discussion points from a meeting or collaboration session.
Those sound like useful ways to keep projects on track as teams generate more ideas and tasks. What technology is powering these new smart features under the hood for Figma?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models and has fine-tuned them to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts and objects. They've also implemented warning systems to prevent misuse that could result in generating harmful or inappropriate content. With over 70% of employees struggling with collaboration, according to one survey, Figma is betting that AI assistants can help teams be more effective in their planning and ideation work within FigJam. The new features enter open beta starting today.
It will be interesting to see how teams put these AI-assisted collaboration features to work and if it helps with the common challenges around effective teamwork. Thanks for the report on Figma's latest product updates. Shifting our focus to the startup scene in Africa, a new investment program called Madika has announced its first set of investments in three African startups. Madika aims to address key challenges faced by early-stage startups on the continent, such as limited access to capital and insufficient mentorship. For more on this, we turn to our startup correspondent, Abby. Can you tell us more about Madika and the support they are providing to these startups?
Absolutely, David. Madika is a sector-agnostic investment program that was launched in 2022 to support pre-seed stage startups in Africa. What's unique about their approach is that in addition to providing up to $200,000 in funding to each startup, they also offer 18 months of dedicated company-building support tailored to the specific needs of each venture. This includes a personalized curriculum, hands-on mentorship, founder immersion trips, executive coaching, and access to Madika's global investor network for follow-on funding.
That sounds like a comprehensive support package for early-stage founders. Which three startups did Madika choose for their initial investments?
The first cohort includes Kola Market from Ghana, which helps SMEs improve sales, optimize inventory, and secure financing. There's also Gobiba out of Kenya, a direct-to-customer e-commerce platform that streamlines the purchase and delivery of essential bulk items. And from South Africa, They've backed Nuform Foods, which enables food producers and retailers to rapidly develop and scale cultivated meat products.
It's interesting to see the diversity of sectors and geographies represented in just those first three investments. How does Matica source and evaluate the startups they invest in?
Matica employs an open application process, meaning founders can apply without an introduction or referral. They collaborate with local ecosystem players like incubators, accelerators, and angel networks to discover and support entrepreneurs. Importantly, all applicants undergo the same evaluation process with investments made on a rolling basis throughout the year. Matica's head, Emmanuel Adegboy, emphasized their goal to support founders who are often overlooked by global investors due to being perceived as too risky.
And what are Matica's investment plans for the rest of the year? Will they be adding more startups to their portfolio?
Yes, the program intends to invest in up to 10 additional startups this year. Matica wants to be a catalyst and inspire other investors to join their mission of broadening access to venture capital and founder mentorship on the continent. Interested entrepreneurs can visit Matica's website to learn more and apply. With the glaring imbalance in venture funding for African startups, initiatives like Matica play an important role in unlocking the potential of early-stage founders.
Thanks for those insights on Matica's impact on Africa's venture funding gap, Abby. Shifting our focus to another region, Turkish fast delivery company Getir is reportedly considering selling its online shopping platform N11 as it discusses a new roadmap with investors. Getir experienced rapid growth during the pandemic, reaching a $12 billion valuation, but has faced challenges as people returned to physical shopping. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. What can you tell us about Getir's current situation and the potential sale of N11?
Getir is exploring various options with its investors as it navigates the post-pandemic landscape. The company has already made some significant changes, such as laying off 14% of its employees in Turkey and exiting several European markets. Now, the potential sale of N11, an online shopping platform Getir acquired in 2022, is on the table. Sources close to the matter say that while the sale of N11 is being discussed, it's just one of many options being considered, and it's unclear what the final decision will be.
Getir has been making some big moves in recent years, including acquisitions and expansions into new markets. Can you provide some context on how the company got to this point?
Getir was founded in 2015 and quickly gained traction, especially during the pandemic when demand for fast delivery services soared. The company attracted high-profile investors and reached a valuation of $12 billion in 2021. However, as the pandemic waned and people returned to physical shopping, Getir faced challenges in maintaining its high profit margins while also investing in new markets. This led to layoffs, market exits, and now, discussions about potential asset sales.
In addition to the potential sale of N11, what other options is Getir considering as part of its strategic discussions with investors?
Reports suggest that Getir is also considering selling its ride-hailing service ByTaxi and the U.S.-based online grocery application FreshDirect, which it acquired in late 2022. There are also indications that Getir may exit the U.S. market altogether, as it has struggled to meet its expansion goals there, despite the FreshDirect acquisition. The company currently operates in New York and Chicago.
It seems like Getir is facing some tough decisions as it tries to adapt to the changing market conditions. What's the latest on the company's presence in Germany, another key market for Getir?
German media recently reported that Getir is close to withdrawing from Germany, just a year and a half after it acquired rival Gorillas in a deal worth $1.2 billion. This move would be another significant step in Getir's efforts to streamline its operations and focus on its core markets. As the company continues its discussions with investors, we can expect more updates on its strategic direction in the coming months.
It will certainly be interesting to see how Getir navigates these challenges and what decisions the company ultimately makes. Thank you for your insights. Simply Startups correspondent. Shifting our focus to another startup ecosystem, India, the third largest in the world, is experiencing a surge in AI innovation. Startups across various sectors are leveraging artificial intelligence to tackle a wide range of challenges, from accelerating antibody discovery to preventing identity fraud and personalizing videos. Here to provide more insight is our correspondent. Can you tell us more about how Google is supporting these AI startups in India?
Absolutely, David. Google has recognized the immense potential of startups in addressing systemic issues through AI and has stepped up its support through the Google for Startups Accelerator program. This initiative has now expanded its focus to include startups leveraging large language models for generative AI solutions. Google recently announced the launch of applications for the Google for Startups Accelerator, AI, first program in India for the year 2024. This program offers 3 months of equity-free assistance to startups tackling various industry challenges using artificial intelligence.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity for Indian startups. What kind of support can selected startups expect to receive from this program?
Selected startups will benefit from expert guidance in developing human-centered and responsible AI solutions. They will gain access to Google's extensive mentor network, receive training in design, marketing, and leadership, and have access to tech stack credits and cutting-edge AI tools. This comprehensive support aims to empower startups to create innovative solutions that address pressing global issues.
What are the eligibility criteria for startups interested in applying for this program?
To be eligible, startups must be based in India and have AI as a core component of their solution, including generative AI. Preferably, they should be at the seed to series A stages of funding. Google is inviting entrepreneurs to attend weekly virtual open forums every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time to learn more about the program and have their queries addressed. Registration for these sessions is available on the program's website.
Google's commitment to supporting early-stage startups worldwide, particularly those harnessing artificial intelligence, machine learning, and cloud technology to tackle global challenges, is certainly encouraging. Thanks for sharing these insights, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.